Hi, my name is Elaine So, and I am the host of the Oracle Hotline podcast. I'm deeply fascinated and curious about the subconscious mind and the process of deconditioning. You're listening to my thoughts out loud as I offer up reflections from a 4-6 reflector in human design. My selfish desire and hope is that anytime you interact with my energy, I leave your nervous system a little calmer than it was before. I'm here to support you with direction in the areas that you feel stuck, and I want you to feel like you can move again after we've had an interaction. All right, I can't wait to share with you. Thank you for joining me. Hello, wonderful friends. It is already the end of January. I hope you've had a wonderful start to your year. I have gone to record a podcast so many times, and what often happens is I have so many ideas and things that I want to talk about that I get flooded, and then I don't record anything at all. So sometimes my ideas, they come in thick and fast, and they don't always make sense when they're strung together one after the other. And so I tell myself, no one's going to understand this, and I don't bother sharing anything at all. And that's something that I'm committed to changing this year, and just trusting that it's not up to me to manipulate things or strategize anything, because to be honest, I don't really strategize when it comes to myself and my own life, and how I share. And so, yeah, I'm going to stop filtering myself in that way and just trusting that whatever I have to share is something that needs to be heard by someone at this time, and just letting go of that need to control the whole process, really. So I have been speaking a lot about money at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, and that was prompted through asking, you know, people in my community, you, over and over, what area of life you felt the most stuck in, the most challenges, the most sticky, you know, resistance in. And I think I asked maybe 4 or 5 times, and it just kept coming up that it was money, abundance and money. And I felt deeply committed to really, I guess, diving deep into this area to allow you to move again, because like this is stuff that we don't need to carry into our future, and patterns and beliefs and stressful experiences around money, and you know, hence linking to safety. It's just like, we don't need it to dominate our thoughts, to create spirals and stress and anxiety when it just doesn't have to. So I wanted to speak a little bit more and dive a bit deeper into where these come from. And I've written a few notes to try and keep me on track, but if you have listened to the podcast before, you know that I love a good tangent. So I'm just going to start with basically a question that I got asked yesterday, and it's like, how do I stop or move to a place where money is no longer something that I think about all the time? Like, it's not constantly on my mind. And so when I was asked that question, basically what that tells me from the subconscious point of view, right, is that if it's always constantly on your mind, it's causing stress, and it's coming from a stressful place. And so the subconscious mind is either and or, right? Like, it could be some of these, it could be all of these, it could be something outside of this that I haven't mentioned yet. But so it's limiting beliefs, right? So limiting beliefs around abundance and money that are sitting in the subconscious mind, stressful experiences, past experiences, whether they were your own personal experiences or whether they were ones that you witnessed or observed or heard about or had spoken about, or like, or even generationally. Like, this is the thing, it can go so deep. Even generationally passed down patterns or beliefs around money or experiences around money, or can be experiences from past lives. So there is also a lot of research about the ability to pick up the stress of your mother while in utero. So depending if she was having experiences as well around money at that time or stress, that can also be imprinted in your subconscious. So there's many places to look when you're unearthing beliefs and stories and just understanding that there's something in there that is causing you to feel in the present moment in your present life, an inability to let go of those thoughts, or for that to be a dominant presence in your everyday thinking, right? And so that's somewhere to start. And until you can bring awareness to those beliefs and any stressful experiences or picked up, emotional patterns, that is like it's almost impossible. I don't want to say impossible, but it almost is, right? To allow yourself to come to a place of peace and acceptance and be able to let go of that constant drive to be thinking about it, or have it hanging, feeling like it's hanging over your head, or always like pending, something that's always there that you need to worry about. And so what is happening is your subconscious is really like cycling the thoughts because it's trying to keep you safe. It's like, okay, you're really stressed about this thing. You should be stressed about this thing. Don't stop being stressed about this thing because, something bad might happen. And if you keep thinking about it over and over and over, it's going to keep you safe. But all it ends up doing is causing even more stress and uncertainty and, a feeling of not feeling safe around the constant thought patterns. And these thought patterns that we're talking about today are tied to money and the feeling of abundance, the energy of abundance. So the first step whenever you are looking at these things is to unearth those stories. So you want to approach it with a sense of curiosity. You want to have some self-inquiry. And also, like, if at this stage you can have conversations with your parents or anyone who was a significant contributor to your upbringing, or around, parental role model, or even your siblings, cousins, aunties. Anyone who was in your world as a child, like having a conversation about money and what the stories were that they hold now today, or that they remember hearing a lot when you were younger, being a topic of conversation. That is really important. It brings insight to all these ways in which you might judge money, in ways you might not feel good about money, in all the stories that have wrapped themselves up in what has become your money story. Often, your money story is not one that's written by you. Actually, that's literally like 99% of the time, that is the truth. You didn't write the money story that you have currently. It's something that you learned, right, from your environment. So, whoever was around you, whatever they were saying, you learned how to behave and how to interact with money and the exchange of money and exchange in the world and circulation of abundance. You learned that from someone else, from multiple people, from the environment around you, from school, from existing in a society or a community, right? And so, your money story right now is probably not your own. Like, I can almost 100% say that it's not your own. And so, this is the point where it's really important to find out, well, whose is it then? If it's not mine, whose is it? And what do I want instead? What do I want to be my money story? And the process of reprogramming comes in next, because it's like, okay, I know what I want and I know what I don't want. So I'm going to reprogram to align with what I do want and leave behind the stories that have not served me, that don't belong to me, that I don't want to carry into my future, and that I don't want to be living out every single day from. So, to backtrack a little bit, and as a side note, if understanding the subconscious mind, how the subconscious mind and the conscious mind work, is very new to you and you might find it a little confusing, a really great podcast, I will link it in the notes for this podcast, but it is Bruce Lipton talking with, I can't remember. Oh, Lewis Howes. I hope I've got the name right. So they're talking about the subconscious mind, and Bruce Lipton, you'll get familiar with him through listening to the podcast, and he's so enthusiastic. It's amazing. It's so infectious, like his enthusiasm and excitement for life. And talking about the subconscious mind and how we can create our realities, it's like phenomenal. I highly, highly recommend listening to this so that you can get a grip on fully understanding how the subconscious mind works, how it's programmed, where those programs come from, and then how to reprogram. And he actually talks about in that podcast, He has learnt the modality that I'm also trained in, which is Psyche, and they talk about brain mapping while doing the balances from Psyche, and there's scientifically proven to change. Like your brain is actually changing in real time. So it's pretty phenomenal to know that we can do this. We are in the seat of control and power. We are not powerless and we are not victims. Like we are able to change our lives, change our brain, rewire our brain. It's amazing. So I'll drop that below and in the notes, make sure you listen to it or save it to listen to when you have some space. So want to come back to understanding that once you bring awareness to the stories and what's there and you can align with your desired state, there are many different ways to reprogram. And some of them are free, some of them are working with practitioners, but it's always, I feel like, best to test and trial what works best for you, because what works best for one person is not necessarily always going to be the same for another. An example being like EFT tapping. I know so many people who swear by it and love it. I have tried it multiple times and it doesn't do anything for me. So it's like something that I just don't really play with anymore because it doesn't work for me. It's not my thing. However, like I said, I know many people who love it and find it really effective for them. And tapping is something that you can access pretty easily online. You can find lots of free tracks available and learn without having to invest anything, like except your time and energy. The only thing that I recommend is when you're looking for, or when you're experimenting with free practices. Any practice, actually, even paid ones, like this goes for everything, right? Is just really using your discernment. Yes, the modality is great, but beyond the modality, who is the practitioner or who is the person that is holding this space for you to learn or to be present with in their energy? And do you feel like their energy is full of integrity? Does it feel aligned to you? Does it feel clean? Does their energy feel clean? And I think that's something that we should take through and apply to our entire life, but especially when we're opening ourselves up to this energetic space where we're using our subconscious mind and we're in a very vulnerable state when we can reprogram. So it is really like a non-negotiable to be discerning in that way. So just wanted to share that note, which is something that I wouldn't skip over. Don't ever just say, oh, it's free, I'm just going to give it a go. I don't think that's a great way to honor your own energy. So you can reprogram to be in alignment, but the best place to start is to actually know what you're looking for in the first place and know what you want to change in the first place. So maybe listening to that podcast, maybe unearthing the beliefs, which you may have started to do already. Right, you may be aware of some really obvious places that you're stuck or beliefs that you're stuck on, and then often there are many that are hiding and like in our blind spots, right? Like that we have so many beliefs that can be layered and like knotted into each other and tied in that we can be completely unaware of, and that's where having conversations with others is so brilliant. It's gold. It's actual gold, because when you're talking out loud, often, you'll have insights drop and you're like, whoa, I didn't even realize that was like a thing for me. But you can hear it in your voice, or you'll hear it, you'll speak it out loud, and suddenly it'll become clear as day, like, whoa, I can't believe I just said that. That's so interesting. So taking note of those little things is really important. So something I find when I'm working with clients is there's like a core few beliefs that you can check or that come into play when we're talking about anything, whether it be money or love or relationships or communication or self-worth, whatever it is. It's like, you might feel it's, well, it's also about checking. Do you feel deserving? Do you feel worthy? Do you feel safe? Do you give yourself permission? Do you value yourself? Like all these important things, right? Like, so when it comes to money, for example, it's like I might feel worthy and I might feel deserving, but I don't feel safe with it. And so that can become a block. Or I give myself permission, right, around money, to make money, to need money, to want money, but I don't feel safe. So I still create a block there. Or I might be doing all of those things and feel open to receiving, right? And feel really worthy, but I don't feel deserving. And then that creates the block. So even though you might have like some core beliefs around money that are really supportive, which are amazing, if you have stress around it, or if you have any anxiety, or if you feel any stickiness, any challenge, any stuck feelings around money, that's telling you, that's your signpost that there is something that's not on board in the subconscious mind. You're not in a whole brain state where your logical and emotional side of your brains are like, yeah, this is cool. Like something's stuck. There's a belief that's stuck that's blocking you. There's a stressful experience that's trying to keep you safe, you know, and avoid disappointment or shame or fear or embarrassment or all of those things, pain, right? So where it all begins is getting you unstuck. And you may know that I created a very short program for this. It's like designed to be done in 60 minutes, completed in 60 minutes, and you can revisit it time and time again, like whenever you like. I intentionally made it this short because I wanted it to be quick, easy, simple. I wanted it to be a very easy, digestible investment, accessible, and I wanted you to be able to move again. So like, you know, literally be identifying or feeling, oh, I feel a little bit shit around money right now. Like it feels heavy. I want to do something about it. Okay, cool. I've got 60 minutes. I can clear an hour. I'm just going to do this now. Like it's not something that's going to suck your time. It's not going to sit in your inbox like waiting for you to do for like, you know, a year. It's something that you can purchase and just get done, right? And unearth the stories that are keeping you stuck around money and abundance. And so I want you to be able to move again after you complete it and move through it. And so something that I've offered and that I promised to you is that it's not a magic pill, right? And it's not going to be, there's no broken promises in this. Like I'm not saying, oh my gosh, do this and your whole life, you know, everything will change. It can, and I've seen it happen from clients many, many times. But I'm not giving you an empty promise here. My promise that I'm making to you is if you try this and you give it a go and you don't unearth something that is like really keeping you stuck and you can't get to the bottom of it, then you just reach out to me. Just send me a message and I will reflect back and I will help you. I will get you so much closer than where you are right now to the root cause of what's going on, your belief, or that stressful experience that is holding you. It will keeping you in a holding pattern around abundance and money. So you've really got nothing to lose. If you're feeling stuck, then just do it. Just do unstuck. It's unstuck money, abundance and money. And it's like 74 Australian dollars, which is, I don't know, approximately, I think like 50 US dollars. So it's like I said, digestible, easy, accessible for most people. If it's not for you and you want to do it, reach out to me because I'm all about just helping you make change in your life that you desire and allowing you to take the next step and move again. Something else that two things I wanted to mention too that are so important to remember when you're looking at this area of your life is knowing that if you have kids, or if you are in a place where you've got nieces and nephews, or you're influential to the next generation at all, the generations, you know, coming up after you, knowing that when you work on your stuff, your stories, your patterns, your beliefs, you are doing the work for all the future generations. And yes, that can sound really heavy. Like, why do I have to do this? But know that you are the ones. We are the ones doing the generational work to literally change the world. And it's not a joke. Like, that's not like, oh, yeah, nice thought. It's actually real and it's actually true. And I watch it happen in my own family line. Like, my mum started doing the work and I see how that's impacted me and then how that's impacting my daughter. And it's real. Like, this is real. And I see it in my community. I hear about it all the time. And your change and your effort towards changing these patterns and these beliefs affects everyone, whether it's directly your own children or those around you. You know, it's a ripple effect that you won't always see and you won't always be validated in, but I want you to hold it really close to home in your heart that you are changing the world. And it's not a joke. And I'm not just saying that, it's not a nice thing to say. It's like the reality of how this world works, right? And then the last thing, or not the last thing, there's never a last thing for me, but something I really has come through so strongly for me in the last 6 months in particular, and that I want to share with you, is that if you're in a partnership or a relationship, it's really important to know what your partner's story is, what their money story is. Not so that you can blame someone else for it, but to be aware of it so that you know when you may be adopting or dipping into their energy or their money story. So, to give you an example, it has become very clear to me when I look back on my money story or my relationship with money over the years, how it has shifted and changed, or it did. There was two relationships in particular where it definitely, I was impacted. I mean, I'm a reflector, so there's also a little bit of that at play, but it's so important to have an awareness around your money story and the other person's money story that you're in relationship with, so that you know when there's work to do for you, and then you also know when perhaps you might be borrowing some, like by accident, basically, but you might be borrowing some of your partner's money story, and it might be blurring with your own. And sometimes that's a great thing. Like if it's a really supportive one, then that's amazing, right? But if it's not, then it's really important to have awareness around that. I can identify a period of maybe 6 or 7 years where I was in relationship with someone who didn't have a great money story. There was a lot of scarcity in there. There's just a lot of not supportive beliefs. And I can quite clearly time mark when my money story changed. I'm 40 now, and I can see quite a significant correlation with a block of time where things were different for me and my beliefs were different, and I can really see a lot of fear crept in and a lot of these things that weren't existing before. And so it's not to blame the other person, but the awareness around their story at that time would have definitely helped me a lot, because I wouldn't have adopted that story as strongly probably as my own, and I would have had a bit more awareness around, okay, like this isn't mine to carry. And so I don't need to behave in that way. I don't need to engage in that energy in that way, or engage with the scarcity, or engage with the behaviors or the actions that come consequentially from those beliefs. And I want to acknowledge that often in partnerships or relationships, we're not responsible for changing the other person's beliefs. We're only responsible for ourselves, and we can bring awareness. And if that other person wants to change things, then yes, we can bring things to the table, right? And maybe we do it together, which is amazing. But also, it's not an opportunity to blame the other person, and it's not an opportunity to go into victim mode and be like, well, if they don't do this, then I can't do this. Therefore, like, this is just how it is. Nothing's going to change. Like, I'm powerless. Like, we're not looking for excuses. It's really just to be able to bring more awareness to the dynamic and the energy that might be going on with the money story within your family or your partnership, and it really can bring a whole new light. And so, something that I have noticed with working in client work, sessional work with men in particular, is that men respond so well to subconscious reprogramming and to finding the stories and changing them. My experience has been that they move very fast. They have this ability to just see it for what it is and keep moving, and change their lives in a really positive way. They move, yeah, it's pretty incredible. And so what I'm saying is that I think if your partner, well, if it is a male, if your partner is a male, or you're in a relationship with a man, then you can offer like this work to them, whether they do it privately, whether they do the inquiry privately or the prompts from Unstuck or something like that, just to get familiar with their money story. Even if they don't share it with you, them just having the awareness around what's going on can be so powerful for them so that they can actually, I guess, navigate their relationship with money in a more supportive way. Like someone reached out to me and said, "Oh, I wish my partner really needs to do this work. Like really needs to learn about their money story because they're just so stuck and so like stuck in fear mode around it that it's like quite overwhelming." And I was like, "Well, a lot of men will be open to doing the work if they do it on their own. That maybe they don't want to, there's shame tied up to it or all sorts of things because they have that primal need to be the provider, right? And so it can bring a lot of shame and embarrassment to the table if they feel like they're not doing well enough or good enough or a good enough job. And I think it's really important to support them in that need to maybe keep it separate. You don't have to tell me everything, but maybe these prompts will help you unearth a story for yourself. And then if you're open to talking about it, like, I would love to hear and I would love to share and I would love to just listen to you. So that we can learn more about what's going on for us and move to a more supportive place, so we can get aligned with what we actually desire for us. So, yeah. All right, to summarize, what have we got here? I'm going to leave the podcast with Bruce Lipton below. Unstuck is available whenever you like. That's something really accessible, easy to get going, move through in 60 minutes. Definitely offer it to your partner if you have one or they want to. It is so supportive to do together or separately, whichever you like. It's a great idea. And then if this is something that you want to work through privately in session with me, I do open up sessions maybe twice a year at the moment. I don't tend to do too many, but if you put your name on the wait list, you just join the wait list, then you'll get a notification when I open up private sessions again. If you want to book in to work one-on-one and reprogram anything, not just money, but abundance of money is like a really, seems like a really big thing for everyone right now, big theme. And I feel like we're just literally collectively changing our money stories this year. So let's just do it together. If you need anything, reach out to me. I love offering up reflections. And every now and again, I offer up an oracle gift, which is 20 minutes of Voxer one-on-one with me. We book in a time, it's free, and I can just reflect and help you move through anything that's feeling present and big in your life. And just offer some support. Anyway, love chatting. This is the longest podcast I've done in a really long time. Let me know if you've got any questions, please, please, or if anything in this podcast was, you had a insight come through. I'd love to hear about it and continue the conversation. All right, love you. Bye.